Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ooh, that'll leave a mark. Teamsters.
Oh, yeah.
Unable to make an endorsement.
Yeah.
Actually, their reason is hilarious. Pretending they just can't tell where their members stand. It's so confusing. So, yeah. We're not going to get around to endorsing Kamala Harris.
But they do release the results of the internal polling, which show a vast majority of them support Trump.
Yes. So here's what they're doing. This is their cover, okay? They released this Teamsters town hall straw poll when Biden was still the nominee, before he was deposed and replaced with Her Highness. And I call it that because royalty doesn't get votes, right? They just rule. Well, yeah. She's the same
she
way.
Who must not be criticized.
Right. As decreed by Hillary Clinton, by the way, overnight, said it is sexist to ask her where she stands on the issues. That is a double standard, and thou shalt not do it. So you cannot ask Her Highness where she stands on the issues this morning, or you are a sexist. Let's see if that catches on with the mainstream media. It might. They're crazy. Anyway, so here's what happened. So back when Joe Biden was still the nominee, they did a straw poll, okay? But here's the thing about the straw poll. They did this at this Teamsters town hall. You vote in person, okay? So in that, Biden came out 44%, Trump 36%. Well, the research phone call is a little more anonymous. And by then, Harris was the nominee, right? That came out quite differently. 31% for Harris, 58% for Trump. So the Teamsters say, hey, it's so hard to tell where our members stand. We just don't know. So we won't make an endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about the electronic member poll? That was another one they did. Trump came out at 59.6% in that one. They still don't know, though, Lee. It's very hard to say.
Yes,
nobody
exactly.
Can possibly know where
right.
Our members stand. So.
How can we find out? It's just not possible.
No, there's no way to know. So, but seriously, though, this is a devastating erosion of the support of the working class for the Democrats.
Well, it's just a further erosion of some of the typical demographics that Democrats used to count on to get elected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they're eroding in every. It's amazing. It was always the Republicans were accused of always being, the party that was excluding people. Well, people are coming to the Republican Party because they are more inclusive from an economic, gender and racial aspect. They are much more inclusive than the Democrats are these days, especially with their policy.
Yeah. And that is amazing because like in the time I've been following politics, which is a little over 20 years, the Democrats really had a lock on the white working
yeah.
class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was a reporter and I did stories with unions, I mean, they were hardcore Democrat. And I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the people in the union.
Right. Right.
Like you couldn't even talk to them about Republicans. They didn't want to hear it. Democrats were for the working man. Democrats were for the little guy. And that, Lee, that is gone. And that's what this represents. A microcosm of where the working class voters are. And you know what? We're seeing echoes of it, right? Because when I think Teamsters, I think white working class, even though that's not true, it would be black people
yeah,
too, right?
Right, exactly.
But that's just what I think. Well, I mean, just look at the echoes of the same thing in this NAACP poll. I mean, this was devastating for her. You look at Barack Obama, this is just last week, getting 95% of the black vote. Biden got 87% of the black vote. Well, Kamala Harris is only pulling 63% of the black vote. And just 49% of black men under 50 are voting for her. That's not a majority. Not even in Common Core math, it's not a majority,
yep.
Lee.
Yep. That's
We've never seen a Democrat and you're not pulling a majority of the black vote? Why? These are working class folks, a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're like, no, kid, no can do. And you know what? They're not buying. You know what this also means? They're not buying the identity politics. Well, you're black and she's black, mm-hmm. so you got to vote for her. And they're
right.
like, oh, heck no, I won't have a job.
Yeah.
And they're seeing it. And look, let me tell you what. here's the thing. This is devastating when, you know, you've got 78% of black men over 50 are saying, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kamala, right? They're still Democrats. But it's only 49% of black men under 50. That's generational. That's mm-hmm. the kind of thing that doesn't change.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that the opposition party can build on.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're smart about it.
If they're smart about it, yep.
Confidence is not high on that one.
No. But now that we got Fat Rana out of the RNC, anything is possible, really. Now that we don't have Romney's running the RNC. I call her Fat Rana, by the way, because instead of building the voter files, she spent more money on Botox, plastic surgery, and those shots that I guess you can get to lose weight than she did on building the voter files, less than $78,000. So, I mean, she was out. She's undermining the Republican Party, and she's gone. So we have hope now. We can begin to recruit these people, register them as Republicans, get them in the Ballywick. I mean, she fought Scott Pressler for years as Scott drove around in a beat-up old pickup truck while she was jetting around on donors' money. And I still believe that the Romney sent her in there to make sure Republicans lost as much as possible as long as Donald Trump was on the scene so they could he could be blamed and they could broom him out of the party. And then it would be party time again with Romney's and Bush's in charge. I'm convinced of it. That's why, Lee, the first job that she gets after the RNC gig is not at CNN or even Fox News, but MSNBC. That's who she is.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Anyway, they broomed her, but still. Okay, so here's what's going on with all this, right? So we're watching the Teamsters debacle. And the Teamsters are caught between a rock, a hard place, and the Democrat Party. Because the leaders are all Democrats. And the people that are actual workers are like, damn, I can't survive. I can't pay my mortgage on Democrat policies, especially what they're doing to energy. I mean, how are you going to manufacture in the U.S. when they're artificially driving up energy prices, especially natural gas? The price of natural gas gone up 29% since Joe Biden took office. We're not going to have manufacturing plants, Lee. No manufacturing plant, no Teamsters. And by the way, he did that with putting the equivalent of a tax on all federally sourced natural gas. It's artificially raised the price. You get that off. He did it executively. It's going to come down. We're going to compete again. Better anyway in manufacturing. So all that's going on. And you know what? The news all ties together this morning. Because when you see what Jerome Powell said yesterday, this is jaw-dropping mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, look. We were told by the mainstream media, if you reference replacement theory, the idea that Democrats are bringing in illegals to replace Americans, then you're a racist. Well, Powell did it yesterday. He said it. He said the thing you're not allowed to say. And he said specifically, these illegal immigrants that are coming over the border in very large numbers are driving up unemployment. In other words, they're replacing American workers. And he wasn't kind about it. Here's what he said to the Wall Street Journal. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed the unemployment rate to rise. He called it quite an influx.
Gosh.
What does he mean? Americans are getting replaced by illegals. Why? If they're going to stay and vote Democrat, they need jobs. So Americans got to get out of the way. This is Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we were told even months ago by the mainstream media, if you said a thing like that, you were a conspiracy theorist and probably right. a racist. No, he's the head of the Federal Reserve and Biden appointed him.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this, because this right here rocked my world. He actually said something I've been saying on the show. You cannot create only 100,000 jobs a month and think that you're going to have jobs for Americans and illegals when you're taking in 50,000 illegals plus a month. Some months they've had months where it's 264,000, 270,000. You can't create 100,000 jobs a month and take in that many illegals. Listen, he's very subtle about it, but listen to how Federal Reserve Chairman Powell is saying it. And you can see why the Teamsters are like, I might not even have a job under Joe and Kamala. I might go to an illegal.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
that's caused by illegals too. Wow, slower hiring rate.
An insecure southern border is creating a problem economically in this country. Who knew, Tara? Who knew?
And again, he's with the Biden administration. Take it up with him. But this is the math we've been talking about for a long time. You can't take in between 50 and 260, 270,000 illegals a month and create 100,000 jobs. And you know what the 100,000 jobs thing was that he said? That's a knock on them because they've been faking. You know, hey, we created 260,000 jobs in January. Yay. And then they revise it down. Well, it was merely like 118,000. So what he's saying to them is you guys faked 818,000 jobs last year. And then said, oops, we didn't create them. Sorry. You know why he'd be mad about that, Lee? Because he based all of his economic policy on their what turns out to be fake job numbers.
Right.
He got it all wrong. Because he, what was Powell telling us for that whole year? He's trying to, employment's on fire. We got to tamp it down. We got to raise rates. Well, it wasn't on fire. They were lying the whole time about job creation. And he was basing his rates decisions on job creation. So he's a little sore. That's what he's doing there. He's throwing them under the bus saying, you lied to me about job creation. And oh, by the way, you've been flooding the country with illegals. That's why the unemployment rate's going up. He's getting them back. And he's part of their administration. So we thank him for telling the truth. We never see that from Democrat administrations. It's rarely. And when it happens, we note it here on the show. So that was a bombshell they didn't need. But all these things are connected. This is why you are seeing these Teamsters, 58-59% go for Trump. They're not sure if they're going to have a job or an illegal is. And by the way, this is the same Biden administration who said, we are not going to arrest illegal immigrants working in these factories anymore. We're not. We that is hands off, and we're only going to go for the management. And then remember, they severely cut back on the teams doing the enforcement. So it's a free for all. And this is what you get. Powell's telling you. This is what you get. People, Americans don't want them anymore. They don't want the Democrats. The working class doesn't, not the black working class and not the white working class, because they've seen this. They've seen this at their factories.